a B&B creative production. Left on Dead. The Girl.
So let me get this straight. You got a text from me to meet you here.
Yeah, it says, meet me at 226 Robin Street at 4 p.m. So here I am.
I did not send that text.
Yes, you did. It's right here from your number. And if you didn't send it, why would you be here?
That's a long story. Can I see your phone?
I guess. See, it's from your number along with all the other texts you sent me.
Well, hold up. I'm listed in your phone as Kicker?
Of course. What else would I call you?
What? How? This is my number, and I sent a lot of those texts, but not the ones about meeting here today. They're not showing up on my phone either.
Oh, did somebody hack your phone? No, wait, let me guess. Your buddy Ted grabbed it and set this up because you were scared to ask me out.
Maybe that is what happened then. Who knows? But hey, we're both here.
But seriously, if you didn't text me, why are you here?
I'm not sure I can tell you that, Cindy.
Oh, come on. If we're going to date, we can't start off with secrets.
I just don't want you to get hurt.
What, is the big bad phone hacker going to get me?
I'm being blackmailed or extorted or tortured or whatever you want to call it. Somebody out there is out to get me, Cindy.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm getting texts from a number I can't track down. I'm being told to do these ridiculous things, and he threatens me that if I don't follow his instructions, he'll kill me.
I mean, have you tried just ignoring it? People are really brave behind a keyboard.
I was never in a car accident, Cindy.
What? That's how we met. You were in the hospital due to injuries from a car
accident. I was never in a car accident. This guy who's texting me, Apollo?
Wait, his name is really Apollo?
I have no idea who he really is, but he said to call him Apollo. And Apollo sent me on an errand to deliver a note to some dude that works at a diner. I finally tracked him down at his house, and when I did, he nearly beat me to death. I blacked out while he kept hitting me in the face with his hand or felt like a brick. I don't know, but it knocked me out. The next thing I knew, I woke up in the hospital, and you told me I was in a car accident. So I'm guessing that Apollo tried to have me killed and then cover it up by making it look like a car wreck.
Oh my goodness. Why would this guy want to hurt you, let alone kill you?
That's just it. I don't know. I don't know who he is. I don't know what he wants. But since he started sending me on those missions or whatever, my car is blown up. I was beaten within an inch of my life. And he seems to know where I am and what I'm doing at all times.
Well, how did this all start? I mean, I believe you, but this story is pretty unbelievable.
It started with what I thought was a wrong number. I was going to just tell him he had the wrong number, but Ted encouraged me to have some fun with it. And man, this has not been very fun.
So wait, Ted told you to talk to this guy?
Yeah, he just wanted me to pretend to know him and then send him some fake texts and mess around with him.
But that's when it started, when Ted told you to keep texting.
Yeah, but...
Have you asked Ted if he knows anything about this guy?
I mean, I've told him some things, but I don't want to pull anybody else into the middle of this. That's why I was afraid to tell you. I don't want anybody else to get hurt because of my mistakes.
You are taking a lot of the blame, but it sounds like your best friend may know more than he's saying.
I've known Ted since we were kids. There's no chance that he would do anything to hurt me.
Okay, but... Just watch your back. If things are as bad as you say they are, then I would be careful who you trust. Have you thought about going to the police?
That would basically be committing suicide. I've seen him blow stuff up already. He would kill me if I even started going toward the police department.
Well, I'm worried about you, and I want to help. Apollo already knows we're together, obviously, since he set this up. So let me help you figure out who he is.
No, I cannot let you be a part of this. Actually, we probably shouldn't communicate anymore until all this is over. If I'm even alive when this is all over.
Stop, Nick. Come back. I know how much you care about me, and for the love of Florence Nightingale, I'm falling for you too. So I'm here, and I'm not going anywhere. And Apollo knows I'm here, so you may as well let me help you.
Okay, I guess you're right. But I don't even know where to start. I've just been going along with it, hoping this nightmare will end.
I think the best way is to figure out who this piece of crap is. Any clues in what he's had you doing?
The first one was delivering a package to a closed down barbershop down on Commerce. That's where the car blew up. And then I had to deliver a letter to a guy that beat me senseless.
And where did that happen?
Somewhere up on Possum Kingdom Road. I don't remember the number. I'm lucky I remember my name after that beating.
So no real connection there.
Well, I did have to go to a diner to get his address at home. It was down on Commerce as well.
So both of your errands ended up taking you to Commerce Drive. Any idea why?
Not really. The only businesses in that area are a diner and an old closed down barbershop.
You've mentioned that barbershop twice. Is that somewhere you've been before?
Actually, I was there once before. I had to help execute an eviction due to a foreclosure at the bank.
Well, that's a great way to make an enemy. Any chance that has something to do with it? What was the guy's name?
Bill King, I think was his name. But that happened several months ago. He always seemed like a nice guy. What are you doing?
I'm Googling him. Kind of weird, but my dad was a barber for a while. Trying to find out where he is or what he's... Oh.
What is it?
Nothing.
This isn't a time to be keeping things from me. What did you find?
Look for yourself.
Local barber found dead at local pier. No foul play suspected. Death has been labeled a suicide. He killed himself the week after I foreclosed in his barbershop. This makes me want to throw up.
I'm sorry. That is not your fault. You were just doing your job.
It's him.
I got one too, from a number I don't know.
I always knew you were good at your job, Nick, but telling the nurse about me was a big mistake. Welcome to the team, Cindy.
This has been a B&B Creative Production. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.